Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. A backbone of southern landscapes that's still in vogue today is the white fall-flowered Camellia sesanqua. At my husband's grandmother's house, some of those long-lived, now tree-form specimens are thriving. They were planted by my mother-in-law in 1927 and haven't had a drop of care in the last 50 years. Another in-town relative, Carolyn Wimberly, redid her yard recently, and she planted several white sesanquas right by the sidewalk where my friends and I passed by them on walks. All fall, we marveled at the huge number of pollinators visiting these young, profusely flowering shrubs. Since frost was so late this year, the friendly pollinators had to compete with yellow jackets, whose numbers keep increasing until a frost finally wipes out their colonies. Then the European honeybees, which remain active during the winter when the weather is warm, can claim those flowers as their own. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.